Hi there. The word for today is the marriage covenant. We've been talking about it for the last few days. The Apostle Peter writes 1 Peter 3 verse 7, being heirs together of the grace of life. A good marriage is built on mutual sacrifice. Adam had to sacrifice something near and dear in order to get Eve to be his wife. What did he sacrifice? A rib. That's what she was made from, right? And your wife will know that you love her when you're willing to give up things that are important to you in order to meet her needs and promote her well-being. Let's be honest. Too many men want to be married but still function as singles. They don't want to sacrifice their time or attention or resources for the benefit of their wives. You could say they don't really want a wife, they want a maid. They want to marry someone so that they can be served. No, it's the opposite. The Bible says that you and your wife are, quote, heirs together. That means she is an equal partner. So her opinions, thoughts, and perspectives matter, or they should. Yes, as the leader of your home, you may make the final decision, but when you don't get your wife's input and consider her viewpoint, somebody equipped holy wedlock can turn into holy deadlock. But your wife will respond to you when she feels cherished and valued. You say, but my wife's as cold as ice. Well, how did you get that way? Ice only stays icy in a cold environment. So instead of complaining, work at changing your environment. Well, let's put it this way. Husbands are thermostats and wives are thermometers. Husbands determine the climate and wives thrive or shrivel accordingly. There's a reason your wife is cold, and there's a solution. Warm her up and watch her melt. When you begin to love, nurture, cherish, and protect her as Christ did the church, you're going to have a whole new woman in your arms. Try it and see. Okay? That's the word for you today.